Welcome back to The Takeaway. Todd Zwillick filling in for John Hockenberry today. Well, listen to this comment. Dear white people, we're not stupid. We know what satire is and what it isn't. I shouldn't have to interrupt my work and social life to respond to every act of racism. The left is just as complicit. I'm sick of liberals hiding behind assumed progressiveness. Now, that's a comment from 23-year-old social media activist Sui Park in a tweet aimed at Stephen Colbert, or at least Stephen Colbert's ultra-conservative persona on The Colbert Report on Comedy Central. Last week, Stephen Colbert used a joke about race to make fun of racists. When the bit was on TV, no one seemed to take much notice. But when someone at The Colbert Report tweeted a joke from the bit using Asian stereotypes but without the rest of the context, hashtag activists on Twitter came out hard, creating the hashtag Cancel Colbert. Our next guest spoke out against that hashtag and has spent the last few days being called many things on social media as a result. A lot of things we can't repeat, a couple, frankly, that I don't understand. He's Jeff Yang from The Wall Street Journal. Hi, Jeff.
Hello.
Jeff, recap for us and help us understand what has really gone on with the joke and since.
It's hard for me to unwind myself in many ways, but the beginning of all this was with the segment that Stephen Colbert did on his show, in which he attempted to essentially cast aspersion on the decision by Dan Snyder, owner of the Washington Redskins, to launch a nonprofit foundation called the Washington Redskins Original Americans Foundation, essentially as a way to disperse negative PR around the fact that the Redskins name is considered by many Native Americans to be an ethnic slur and a reminder of genocide and a lot of other bad things. So what Colbert did was he took a character that he has occasionally pulled out to essentially mock those who mock Asian accents, Ching Chong Ding Dong, and claimed that he was going to set up a foundation for sensitivity to Orientals or whatever. Now, within the context of a comedy segment with more nuance, you know, people can say that was simply advanced satire. But when you compress it to 140 characters, it doesn't sound so great.
And when it was on TV, let's remind ourselves that Stephen Colbert, doing what he often does, was actually echoing Rush Limbaugh, who has many times on his show and without irony referred to Asians with the Ching Chong or a Ding Dong or some kind of ethnically stupid angle like that. He was sort of doing Limbaugh.
Exactly. And the problem, of course, here is that you lose layers of nuance. You lose context when you take something and put it into a different medium, like, for instance, Twitter.
So then what happened once the hashtag Cancel Colbert took off? Sui Park originally tweeted Cancel Colbert. It took off. A lot of people, including yourself, I think, reacted against it, saying this hashtag assault lacks context. It doesn't appreciate satire. She said in the intro, which I read, I get satire. So where did Twitter leave us with this debate?
Twitter left us in a maelstrom. more people essentially got involved in various ways in chiming in on the nature of satire or the rectitude of using one minority perhaps to throw shade on the actions of racists or, you know, racialized comments towards another. And everybody ended up being pretty unhappy this weekend. It was a tough one, I must say. But I think the larger question for me was really the degree to which Asian Americans now have, as I put it in a column I wrote about it, weaponized the hashtag. We are, in many ways, the fastest finger. We've got a disproportionately large voice on digital media in general and social media in particular. And we can make things go viral. I think Sui Park has been incredibly capable of doing that in a wide range of causes, many of them very, very valid. The question, though, is what happens once you've unleashed the dynamite and set off the avalanche? Does that overwhelm all other voices? Does it make it so that it's impossible for any real conversation to happen?
And what I'm curious what you think what a weaponized hashtag really means in terms of activism. I saw this on Twitter and there was some coverage of the activism on Twitter. And yet it's not the same kind of activism that drives somebody into the street or causes them to actually turn off a television show or boycott sponsors. It's really just clicking retweet. Now I'm an activist. What does it mean?
Well, I mean, activism can take a lot of different shades and shapes and sizes. And I think that what we see with hashtag activism, if you will, is that it's the activism of the follow. It's the activism of, you know, as you said, kind of this frictionless reshare. it's relatively easy, but it also has its own consequences. And some of those involve, in many cases, spreading information that can be without context. It can mean sometimes really brutally attacking bystanders or individuals who are in the line of fire in various ways. There is a component to this which is uncomfortable. I mean, I felt something myself, as have other people, that said, hey, maybe we should talk about this in a more nuanced fashion or more long-form medium, perhaps.
What did you think of the bit when it was on television?
I have to say, I mean, I, within the larger context of it, did not think it was particularly offensive. I think Colbert's satire is one that requires a longer view, if you will, to understand what he's trying to kind of fully accomplish. And yet, I think the point was made, and I think this is an accurate one, it's something which J. Caspian Kang and the New Yorker and Sui Park herself ultimately shared. There is a sense in which the decision to use Asians as the sacrificial lamb, if you will, in order to attack the racism of the Redskins, you know, against Native Americans, is problematic. We are the easiest, in many ways, community to throw into the fire on these things because it seems like it doesn't have a lot of consequences. And I think that we've reached the era of consequences.
And several people have referred to the Asian community in this way sort of as the path of least resistance. Well, now everybody's aware of it. Jeff Yang writes the Dow Jones column for the Wall Street Journal, who is elucidating us on the fact that the long view of satire is often very, very short when it reaches Twitter. Jeff Yang, thank you.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.